Chapter 12. Where is the sea? Anna, David's friend, is traveling to Israel to visit her aunt and uncle this summer. The aunt's name is Yael, and the uncle's name is Nathan. They have a son named Rami. Nathan, Yael, and Rami live in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital and the biggest city in Israel. Anna likes it there. She goes to the sea every weekend with her uncle and aunt. Anna likes swimming and sunbathing. Today is Tuesday. Uncle Nathan goes to work. He is a doctor. Aunt Yael cooks a meal for the whole family. Anna wants to go to the sea very much, but she is afraid to go alone. She knows English well, but doesn't know Hebrew at all. Anna is afraid to get lost. She hears the doorbell ring.
"This is your friend Nina,"
Aunt Yael says. Anna is very glad that her friend came to see her. Nina lives in Kiev. She is visiting her father. Her father is Uncle Nathan's neighbor. Nina speaks English well enough.
"Let's go to the sea," Nina suggests.
"How will we find our way?" Anna asks.
"It's Israel. Almost everybody here speaks English," Nina answers.
"Wait a minute. I'll take a swimsuit and a towel," Anna says.
10 minutes later, the girls go outside. A man with a child walks toward them.
"Excuse me, how can we get to the sea?" Anna asks him in English.
"Daughter of the sea?" the man asks.
Anna is glad that the man pays a compliment to her. She nods her head.
"It is quite far away. Go to the end of the street, then turn to the right. When you get to the intersection, turn to the right again. Good luck," the man says.
Anna and Nina walk for 20 minutes. They pass a market. Then they go past a hotel.
"I don't recognize this hotel. When we went to the sea with my dad, I didn't see it," Nina says.
"Let's ask for directions again," Anna suggests.
"This way leads to the sea, doesn't it?" Nina asks a shop salesman.
"Yes, daughter of the sea,"
the salesman nods.
"It is very strange. They have paid you and me the same compliment 2 times today," Anna says to Nina.
The girls are surprised. They walk on along the road for 30 minutes.
"It seems to me that we have already been on a street with the same name," Anna says.
"Yes, but the houses around look completely different," Nina answers.
"Could you tell us how long does it take to walk from here to the sea?" Nina asks a woman with a dog.
"Daughter of the sea," the woman asks.
Nina is surprised. Women have never paid her compliments before. She nods.
"You're already there,"
the woman says and goes on. Anna and Nina look around. There are some houses on the right. There is a road on the left.
"Where is the sea here?" Anna asks.
Nina doesn't answer. She takes out her telephone and calls her father. The father asks Nina to tell him all the story. The girl tells him everything, then listens to her father and laughs.
"Anna, my father says that we got to another city. It turns out that nobody paid us any compliments. They thought that we were going to a small town named Daughter of the Sea."
"It is Bat Yam in Hebrew," Nina says. Now Anna laughs too. The girls go to a park and sit down on a bench. Nina's father arrives in an hour and takes them to the sea.